News from campus matters to you.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And us.
So, weekdays at 5pm, URN brings you The Pulse. 1 hour of news stories that matter to you.
And me.
And me.
And
I think they get the point. The Pulse. Weekdays from 5.
Because the BBC don't care about the beer prices in Mooch.
You are listening to The Pulse. It's me, Charlie, and today I'm joined by Ben, Jamie and Dan. But now we're going to have a story from Daniel about a man who deactivated Trump's Twitter account, a dream that we all had.
The departing Twitter employee who deactivated US President Donald Trump's profile last month has come forward because he wants the relentless search for him to stop. Batia Dusak, a German national who was departing Twitter's customer support branch, responded to a complaint about Trump's page by requesting a deactivation and promptly logged off for the last time. Mr. Dugsar did not believe the account would actually be deactivated, as he assumed it would be protected due to the importance of Mr. Trump's tweets to current affairs. The account disappeared from Twitter for 11 minutes, with Trump responding by later insisting that this means his word was finally having an impact. The former Twitter employee, who also previously worked at Google and YouTube, has come forward as he fears his identity will be uncovered by a third party, which may endanger his safety. He has said that the relentless search for his identity has bordered stalking, with his university, former employers and even family members being contacted. Dugyar emphasises that he didn't remove the account purposefully and criticised those attacking him by reminding him that anyone can make mistakes. And it's funny that this emerged this week and actually today, because Mr. Trump seemed to have had a bit of a run-in with Twitter again this week that's actually led to a condemnation by Theresa May and the US ambassador for the UK. He retweeted three videos, anti-Muslim propaganda videos posted by Britain First's deputy leader. And it's created this massive conflict with Sadiq Khan. The mayor of London made a statement, and even Theresa May has come out and said that it was the wrong thing to do. So bearing that in mind, I'd like to take to the panel. We're looking at one case here where Trump has actually had his Twitter removed and then put back up, which sparked a lot of debate about just how acceptable it would be to put it back up. Did he deserve in the first place to have it removed? And obviously many people say yes, because he abuses his Twitter, he laments people. So bearing in mind that Trump has a proclivity to abuse his power on Twitter, to criticize people and to attack, should it have been restored in the first place?
Well, when you sign up for Twitter, you sign up for their terms and conditions. And that is, some of those are included what's called the terms of usage, and you agree not to bully people using the platform. And you can get banned from Twitter for if you send people personal or insulting tweets and they complain, you can get banned from Twitter. They can report you to the police, and it can be seen as a sort of aggressive verbal behavior, and people have started going to prison for putting things on Twitter. So you sign up for this, and if you do not meet this sort of minimum expectation of the standards of behavior, then you can have your account taken away. Donald Trump and it does not meet these minimum expectations. You do not have to go very far to find him name-calling, bullying, actively being... Well, there are two problems. First of all, with the retweeted videos. First of all, the leader of the free world really shouldn't be retweeting anti-Muslim propaganda as well, because even if they were the videos themselves accurate, they would still be misrepresenting an entire religion which has more than a billion people in it. You don't think that it's particularly acceptable for the leader of the free world to do that, but equally, by this point, it's not surprising at all. He ran on a platform of, I'm going to stop Muslims from coming into the United States. It's not surprising at all. The other problem is, at least one of the videos has been debunked. So the video is labeled saying Muslim immigrant or Muslim asylum seeker or something like that beating up a Dutch boy. What it turned out to be, when it was fact checked, was a Dutch boy beating up another Dutch boy. This has been, it's quite difficult to actually read the fact checking. I had to look at the, all the fact checking is done by some brilliant broadcasting corporations, but it's still all in Dutch. So you have to, because they're the ones who have sort of looked into the video, and so you have to then get your Google Translate out and then sort of read the, like, verbatim translation from Dutch to English. It reads a bit weird. So on the one hand, Trump shouldn't have Twitter in the first place. It's very strange, like, that he's now retweeting. Like, Britain First. I thought Britain First had gone away. Like,
so did I.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they haven't.
I was very much under the impression that they had been banned as a party.
Yeah. But they,
but that actually, that's interesting, because you can't do that, because obviously we have a civil society. We have, I mean, it's not, we don't have a constitution, but we do have the idea of freedom of speech as this kind of convention in our country. So bearing that in mind, are we, is it right to say that we would remove Trump's Twitter based on this?
I mean, I don't think you can remove his Twitter because of the position he's in politics. It would be hard to remove the most powerful man in the world from one of the biggest social media sites. It would be a massive statement from Twitter.
Well, absolutely, but arguably it would be adherence to their customer policy. There's a clear double standard here, which is that today what we've seen, or yesterday more so, what we saw is a powerful person retweeting three videos that were not only false, but actually attacked a group of people. Twitter can play here, see no evil, but what it very much was this malicious and deliberate attempt to create this kind of a digital ambivalence against Muslims. That's what it was, and it's unacceptable that he shared it. Yeah. So when I say, should we, you know, is it viable to remove his account? I'm asking more, obviously we should. Is it an acceptable thing to do? Is it actually a feasible option?
As Trump has made perfectly clear, there's no filter that goes through onto his Twitter. That is, it's his personal message,
which is evident in the way he speaks on Twitter.
Yeah, that blows my mind. Does he not have a member of staff that's just like, you can send it, but can I read it over before you send it? Yesterday, I'll let you finish in a second. He tweeted Theresa May condemned him eventually about the retweeting the Britain First videos. He then tweeted at Theresa May, you shouldn't be condemning me. You should be sorting out your own country full of radical Islamic terror. Theresa May, the Prime Minister's account is not at Theresa May, so he tweeted directly at a woman called Teresa Skiver, whose account is locked and she has 6 followers. Eventually, when it was pointed out by several people, he then deleted that tweet and then tweeted at Theresa_May.
Is that the wrong one as well?
No, that is, well,
was that correct?
Unfortunately, that is our Prime Minister, but that's more my opinion on Theresa May than anything else. So you just think, have Donald, get someone around you who will read over and go, oh no, you've, like, his grammar's all over the place all the time.
It causes the first major issue is basically on a security or an international politics level, you can't have the leader of America just insult other leaders across the world on Twitter. It's bizarre, it's not safe, and it causes issues over a social media platform. And secondly, yeah, he does break the guidelines of Twitter, but he's built up such a position for himself. I don't mean literally as the president, but his following and the attention that he gets. He just uses it to, I don't even know if he even knows his own clear message. He uses it to get responses. He retweets stuff because he knows he'll get attention for it. It's a bizarre way to run a presidency. Yeah.
So to follow on, bearing in mind now that we've focused on Trump basically being indestructible on Twitter, is it then fair that this guy who did something as menial and as harmless as removing his account for 11 minutes, is it fair that Trump is ostensibly untouchable and this guy is literally fearing for his life because there are people on the right who are threatening to still who are still threatening him because he deleted the account.
I mean, he didn't seem to have followed the orders of his employees. Like, he did it as a joke. He didn't, like, he knew what was going to happen.
It was reckless to, as a joke, just before you're about to log off to... It was reckless of him to do that, just for about to log off. And that might harm his future employment if he's trying to apply for a job. And they know he pulled that just before he left last job.
You know what, Jamie? I think a lot of people will be willing to give him a job specifically because he tried to delete Twitter.
It's definitely not worth death threats, though.
No.
Like, the attention he's got, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's what Trump's followers are like. There's a First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. We have our guns. We have our right to speak how we want. And you're threatening them because automatically... because you have a dissenting view to our leader, you're obviously a Democrat. We hate Democrats because we're the Tea Party, and that's a general tendency of Trump's base, I think.
It's like a follow-on effect of just the left versus right culture that we have, is that automatically anyone who criticizes Trump is a quote enemy, and they feel comfortable making these kind of death threats. It's unfortunate, to say the least.
Well, so Trump's Twitter feed can pretty much be split into two halves. There's the tweeting little rocket man Kim Jong-un and the what can only be described as very poor international diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that goes, I think the world might be a better place. However, the other half of his Twitter feed, which is essentially just the thoughts in his head, would be... it would be a terrible loss if we deleted his Twitter account and he didn't have the platform to be able to get these thoughts across. So, for example, 3 days ago, he tweeted this. This is, like, out of nowhere, not triggered by anything. Just, I woke up. This was on my What You've Missed on Twitter. Just absolutely brilliant, okay? We should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN and not including Fox... is the most dishonest, corrupt, and or distorted in its political coverage of your favourite president, brackets, me, close brackets.
Did he actually tweet that?
Yeah, no, I'm reading it. This is his Twitter feed.
I would like to make a note that if I was ever in charge of anything, I would make sure that he had no access
he, about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, he tweeted out something criticising Fox News.
Yeah, but now he loves them. Yeah. I haven't even finished yet. They are all bad. Winner to receive the, and then this is all in capitals, fake news trophy.
Wow.
Like, this guy's can't, you can see how people let him get away with it for so long, because he's still quite fun.
Well, no, it's not fun. Well, it's stopped being
quite
fun.
It's still quite funny.
It's the same thing as like...
It's
when
funny
you
until it's hate speech.
Well, exactly.
But this isn't hate speech.
It's kind of the same thing as having a... like, being badly injured. If you don't laugh, you cry. Like, it's...
Yeah.
The whole thing is just devastating. Like, read that. That was... We have genuinely gone from an eloquent, wonderful man as a president to this lambasted, loudmouth fool. You know, he doesn't even know what he's doing.
I've heard a better analogy of what the Donald Trump presidency is as, it's like being really badly injured.
It really is.
That's wonderful.
It's like also not knowing if you'll ever recover from it.
Yeah.
Like, my leg hurts and it's bad and I'm laughing about it, but I genuinely don't know if I'll ever be able to walk again.
This is URN, The Pulse.